Steve Gruber Show. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. Never miss a minute. If you think you're going to miss a show, don't go through that kind of anxiety. Just go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Listen Live button. You're good to go, and all your dreams are fulfilled. My next guest, Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org, if you want to find out more. An academic, a guy who digs in the numbers, a guy who's spent much of his time looking at gun statistics and digging out the wheat from the chaff, if you will, to get to the truth of the matter. And he says the truth of the matter is that, well, President Biden lied a lot in 10 minutes when he came out with some gun control initiatives and executive orders and so forth. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Great to talk to you again.
So you say that he was a prolific liar, apparently, during his time in front of the microphone. Where do you want to begin?
You know, it's kind of hard to know where to begin on this, but I kind of stopped counting at 24 significant lies there. I wrote up two pieces that dealt with 12 of them. But, you know, it's the media has actually fact-checked a few of them, but they haven't really gone after them hard. I mean, things like the gun sellers being completely exempt from lawsuits. You know, that was too much for even CNN and places like that. I mean, if a gun maker sells a gun that's defective and somebody gets harmed, they can get sued. If they sell a gun illegally, you know, for example, not doing a background check, then they can get sued. You know, what Biden wants to do is he wants to make them liable for any misuse of the gun. So, for example, if somebody buys a gun and uses it in a crime or commits suicide or an accident, I mean, it'd be kind of like going and saying that if car makers, you know, we have 4.5 million times a year that people are injured in car accidents that require medical attention. So if somebody is driving and not paying attention, maybe they're texting or they're talking to somebody, and they get into an accident, should everybody who gets hurt in that accident, should Ford Motor have to go and pay for the hospital bills, pay for lost wages, pay for pain and suffering? What do you think would happen to the automobile industry if they applied that type of standard? You know, plus make them liable for cars being used in getaways, you know, from crime scenes.
Right, and the list goes on and on and on. There's no question about it. I was familiar with a case in Montana a number of years ago where a couple of guys went into a dealership for a test drive, took the car, stopped at a bar while they were test driving the car, had drinks, wrecked the car. People got killed. I mean, that's misuse of the vehicle. Would you go after Chevrolet for that or Nissan in that case, as it were? I mean, no, you wouldn't, right?
Right. I mean, there's just a long list of things here. You know, he goes and he talks about the Charleston loophole, saying that if they'd only had three more days to go and do the background check on Dylan Roof, who did the 2015 shooting at the black church in Charleston, then it would have been prevented. I mean, it's simply false. I mean, you're prevented from buying a gun or banned from buying a gun if you have a felony conviction, or if you have certain types of misdemeanor convictions, or if you've been arrested but not yet convicted, if it's a state crime, if the possible prison sentence could be 2 years or more. Well, Dylan Roof had been arrested but not convicted of a misdemeanor for drug possession, and the maximum prison sentence that he would have faced would have been 6 months. They could have checked his background for 30 years, and they wouldn't have found it.
The fact of the matter is, if you enforce the laws on the books, which oftentimes are not followed particularly well, or they're not prosecuted. Case in point, Hunter Biden had to have lied on his background check, on the yellow sheet, as I call it, in order to obtain a handgun that his then-girlfriend, widow of his brother, threw in a trash can across from a high school. I mean, Hunter Biden is addicted to drugs. He got kicked out of the Navy for it a year or two prior to that and then bought a handgun. He had to have lied on the background check. Will it ever be prosecuted if Democrats believe, right?
presumably he was dishonorably discharged.
It was an administrative discharge. So that didn't preclude him from having a gun. But there's a question on there, number three, about whether you were addicted to drugs and alcohol and so forth, which clearly he's been in and out of rehab, was kicked out of the Navy for drug use on an administrative discharge. He was not eligible to buy a gun, yet he did it. He lied in the background check. Will he ever be prosecuted? I think we know the answer.
Right. But, just take something like the Charleston loophole. If they want to go and change the rule so that anybody with a misdemeanor arrest would be banned from having guns, fine. Make that change at least be related to the case that they're talking about. But I think what they really want is a 30-day waiting period on purchasing guns. Well, fine. Just say that that's what you want to have. Don't try to cloak it in stopping a crime that this wouldn't have done anything to go and stop, a horrible crime that's there. But there's so many other things. Like he talked about these stabilizing braces. No mention of why they had been developed to begin with to go and help disabled veterans, somebody who may have lost part of a hand while they were in the military. It's a strap that attaches to the gun, so it makes it possible so somebody who's disabled can go and hold the gun. Him talking about it making guns more lethal and what have you.
Right.
It's just silly stuff.
But nobody, like you say, the media never questions. It's never challenged. The narrative is never challenged, is it?
No, you have to figure, they would, if they had more confidence in their arguments, they wouldn't have to go and lie like this constantly. So, another example of a lie is Harris and Biden echoed the fact that they claim that there are 3 million dangerous people that have been stopped by background checks.
Yeah, I hear that one all the time.
Yeah, that's simply false. They should say there have been 3.5 million initial denials, and virtually all of those were what they call false positives. They were mistakes. You take some of the latest years, 2017, there were 112,000 initial denials, but only 12 prosecutions. And the reason why there are only 12 prosecutions is that they're not real cases. It's one thing to stop a felon from buying a gun. It's another thing to stop somebody simply because they have a name similar to a felon from buying a gun. But it's a lot more impressive to go and say there's 112,000 stops that year than it is to say there are 12 prosecutions and even fewer convictions. And when people look at the people that they go after, these aren't hardened criminals. These are people who just didn't realize that, like a guy who 40 years earlier had gotten into a fist fight with his brother in their front yard and had pleaded guilty to misdemeanor domestic violence. He claims he just didn't realize it was covered there.
Didn't realize that they had, crossed the line and therefore were ineligible. I mean, these are all... And so many of them you hear all the time, and they get repeated and regurgitated, and, and it just, there's no end in sight. Dr. John Lott here, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Always appreciate your input, crimeresearch.org. You can find out more. Find out the truth. Educate yourself. Go to crimeresearch.org. Find out what the truth is about guns and find out some of his great articles at Real Clear Politics and a host of other places. Doctor, always a pleasure.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all the time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.